Did you really push record?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at her being slick. All right, hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with Brandon podcast. Very excited about this episode and about getting to meet you, Marlene. Thank you for coming on. If you don't know who this young lady next to me is, she is the post commander and vet post 1988 in Baldwin, Michigan. She is the person in front of all the persons for the blessing of the bikes in Baldwin, which is coming up.
Yes, that's true.
So thank you very much for coming on.
You're very welcome.
And you're a veteran.
I am.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. It was my honor, really.
Thank you. Thank you. What branch?
Army.
Okay.
There is only one branch. Yeah. Army.
I don't disagree, right?
Okay.
Right. We can say that as long as they keep chewing their crayons.
Yeah.
Over there. So we are at this is the Duane Dewey. I know there's a middle initial there. Is it?
It's an E.
Okay.
Duane E. Dewey.
Okay. So tell us how this post, tell us about Duane Dewey, that he was worthy of this being named after this post.
All right, I will. So Duane Dewey is a Marine Corps veteran, and he served during the Korean War. And he was awarded the Congressional.
You got it. Nailed it. Congressional.
Congressional Medal of Honor. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's a recipient of the Medal of Honor.
Okay. From Korean War.
Korean War. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So I'm assuming he's passed.
No, he did, unfortunately. October of 2022 or 21.
And when did this get named, the Duane?
Oh, so
yes,
it was approximately 1987. There was a group of veterans in the area, and they started this AMVETS post, and they had wanted to name it after someone. And Duane Dewey had a cabin up in Irons, so they met him and asked him if he'd, you know, let them name the post after him.
Yeah. Pretty big honor for him, I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
I can see how that would be, and deserving.
Absolutely.
Freaking Medal of Honor, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's the highest award, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give a history of AMVETS real quick for anybody that doesn't know it as American veterans, obviously.
Right. And AMVETS is unique in it that we will accept any veteran for membership, any veteran under honorable conditions. So do not have to be a veteran of a foreign war. Do not have to have served during a certain time of conflict. Any veteran with, like I said, an honorable discharge or a general under honorable conditions.
Or medical.
Or yes.
Something, as long as it's not dishonorable.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So everybody's welcome, pretty much.
Pretty much, that
fits in that scope.
Yes, so. And then we also have our sons and auxiliary members, and sons are a male relative of the veteran.
Okay.
So like my son, my brother, could join.
Okay.
And then the ladies auxiliary are female relatives of the veteran.
Okay. I see that. I didn't know that.
So yeah. So we have those three organizations right here under this roof. And we also have the riders. And those are, you have to belong to AMVETS, sons, or auxiliary. And you can join the riders as long as you ride and have a motorcycle.
Okay.
Or be a passenger on one.
Okay. So that's you. You have a motorcycle. You ride.
I do.
And what's in your stable?
Mine is a Heritage Softail 2003 Anniversary Edition.
Very sharp, very sharp.
Yeah, so, my first motorcycle, too.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, nice. My very first one. I started riding when I turned 50 and actually bought the motorcycle first, then took my classes and got my endorsement when I turned 50. Yeah, so that was 10 years ago.
Awesome. Yeah, you can't go back now, right?
No.
So we had this discussion with Jill on the way up here. Because she's going to go get her endorsement, but she didn't sure if she get the bike first. Or Prophet said, guy said, get the bike first, the rest will follow.
Yeah, I sat on the bike for about 3 months, you know, in the garage and stuff. So, yeah.
Making noise.
Yeah, I would. And then I would invite the neighborhood over, and they'd all get in a lawn chair and sit around there, and I'd sit on the motorcycle. And
heck yeah, I still do that in the winter. So how did you start with the AMVETS? Obviously, you're an AVET.
I am.
Thank you again. But how did you – were you just looking for camaraderie? I mean, I know there's like a definite brotherhood amongst vets, as there should be.
Absolutely, yes, of course. And very true. So blessing of the bikes. My husband or my partner in life, him and I came up here in 2005 for blessing of the bikes, and there was a downpour, and we ended up sleeping in somebody's shed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they know?
Oh yeah. We met them at one of the local drinking establishments. And,
okay.
We told them, we don't have anywhere to stay. You know, we were not planned accordingly, you're right. Anyway, it was an adventure. And so we slept in somebody's shed. They said, well, we've got a cot back there and we have some heat. So yeah, so we did. I took our socks off and hung them up to dry and it was all good. The next day when we were leaving town, Ari said to me, we're going to buy a place up here. And so we did.
Nice.
So for 2006 to 2019, we'd come up here on the weekends, holidays, summer, snowmobiling in the winter, ice fishing. And then when I retired in 2019, I said, see ya, Holland. And I moved up here.
I don't blame you one bit.
Yeah. But I've been a member here since 2006.
Okay. Yeah. So do you get elected to be commander? I mean, how does that work? Is there a board, I guess?
We do have a board, and right now is the time period for our nominations and elections. And yesterday I was nominated to serve as post commander again.
Okay, good. Is there like a term limit?
There isn't, but there should be maybe.
Okay.
No term limits.
All right. Oh, I think you got all of our votes in here. So.
Yeah, so I've been the post commander since 2019.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You must be doing a good job then.
I must be, or I've got a lot of people... I don't know.
Well, I mean, after, you know, they're going to be like, well, she did let that Brendan asshole in here, so.
Yeah. At the beginning, it wasn't as nice on the phone, was it?
For Rifle, you thought I was just, yeah. We had an issue with the landline. I was trying to call, and she's like texting me. I'm like, it's not working. She's like, look, idiot.
Call me on the landline.
Yeah.
And then finally, he videotaped, yeah, I'm calling you on the landline, and no one's answering, and we were here. So that's how we figured out that our landline wasn't working. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I was like, man, I swear I'm not messing with her. I go, she thinks I'm being mean or being a smart ass.
Yeah, I thought he was like,
for once, I wasn't.
Jerk?
Yeah, normally I would. Normally it's a safe assumption. But for that time, it wasn't. So let's talk about the blessing of the bike.
Yes.
You've been going since, you said, 2006.
Yes.
How did I guess AmVets have always kind of put on or been a part of the airport?
Yes and no. So 52 years ago, four bikers from the Grand Rapids area happened to be driving up north, and they stopped at the local Catholic church, and they went to mass there, and then they told the priest they were riding, and the priest came out and gave them a blessing. So then it just became a yearly tradition with those family members. It got bigger. Paradise from Grand Rapids, I'm guessing, but I'm not 100% sure that these four riders were part of Paradise.
Okay.
Paradise, the motorcycle.
I think you're right. I think okay. I've actually heard that.
And so then it just got bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden it was a day-long event. Then all of a sudden it was, you know, we got the day-long event blessing at the airport. But then we, you know, people started coming a few days early. So then that's how all that started. So then I became a rider in 2015 because, you know, I'm a late biker.
Right. Hey.
And so then I became active with the organization with Paradise. So we started helping them in the airport.
Okay. So okay? The AmVets were just kind of helping out.
Yes.
Okay.
We started helping out. Well, then Paradise, unfortunately, you know, getting old, membership dwindling. And so I was approached by their leadership and asked if we'd be willing to take it over as long as we kept it as is.
Okay.
And we thought about it for a year or two, and then I said, absolutely, and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
So then we decided to do it at the 50-year mark, so we did a handshake, and now it's ours.
Awesome. Yeah, and I can understand them not wanting to change. If it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Right. They just wanted to make sure it kept it what it was meant for. It's called the blessing of the bike.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing, and it's a spiritual event, you know, or, you know, you bring your bike there, you get blessed for a safe and enjoyable riding season.
Yeah, and Baldwin, the township, city,
village
has a ton of stuff going on.
Yes.
But if you don't go into the blessing, you're just at Baldwin for the weekend. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But to be, actually be part of the blessing of the bikes and go home and say, hey, I was at the blessing of the bikes, you have to come into the airport.
You have to go inside
the
on
the Sunday.
Correct. And I'm not going to lie, I was one of those people. For the first 5 years, you know, we came up here and we partied at our cabin and we had people come over and we rode through town and, you know, we stopped at the establishments and we stopped here too. And then after getting involved with Paradise and the riders group, then I realized, no, the blessing is on Sunday.
Yes.
What happens before is the pre-rally fellowship, biker event, you know, where we all get to, you know, meet each other, look at each other's bikes, eat some food from the food truck, buy a new pair of chaps, you know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
But the blessing is on Sunday.
Yep. Yes. And I think it's important. I was the same way the first couple times I came up, just hung around town. And I've worked as a brand ambassador for a couple vendors that have been outside of it. And that the first time I was like, well, I'm going to go in. I'm wandering around. And I walked. I was like, all right. So every year since, I've been inside there.
Yes.
I wouldn't do it different now. Except, like I said, Saturday, Friday, come up, enjoy the town.
Sunday, get in there. And of course, and I'm not going to discourage that because the village of Baldwin is very small. And the local establishments, we rely on that to help us throughout the year.
Yep. The world's largest iron trout, is that what it is? That statue in Baldwin?
I don't know if it's the world's largest, but it's pretty large.
Biggest one I've seen in my world. So the Brennan's world's largest.
it's pretty unique.
So you have the Michigan Veterans Wall coming in again?
We do. We have the Middle Eastern Conflict Wall. So
That's what it's called. Okay, thank you.
So that'll have the names of anyone we have lost after the Gulf War. It might include some names from Gulf War, but it's primarily Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay.
Yes, and that's coming from the east side of the state.
Okay. So tell me what else goes on in the airport. For someone, okay, let's say, hey, someone's going to, well, maybe I'll go in the airport this year. Tell them what goes on in the airport, because I know there's live music a little bit.
Right, yeah. So we have a $5 entrance fee.
Right.
And I've had sometimes people ask me, since when do I have to pay for a blessing? Well, I have to pay, we have to pay for our porta-johns. We have to pay for the sound system. We have to pay for insurance, you know, all those other things.
Yeah.
So we have to make some sort of money to help offset those costs. Anything that's made after that is I keep right here, and we help local veterans throughout the year for whatever need. A car battery, a tank of gas to get to the VA, whatever, propane in the wintertime for heating. So whatever it may be. So $5 entrance fee. And then inside of the airport is like the band, like you said, and that's a local band. And the young man's name is Briar Payne. He's graduating from Baldwin High School this year.
Okay.
And his name is Briar Payne Band. He's moving on to big and famous things, I believe.
Yeah?
Has
he been there the last couple of years?
He was there last year.
Okay, so I have heard him, and he was good.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think he was there a few years ago, too.
Okay, so last couple of years, I was really impressed with him. I'm like, oh, it was pretty solid, right?
Yeah, So we have the Briar Payne Band. The Lake County Honor Guard will be posting our colors.
Nice.
All right, so that's happening, too. George Lessons from WZZM Channel 13 meteorologist.
Okay.
He's going to come in around 11 and say a few words, hopefully give a little bit insight onto the weather that's happening that day.
No rain.
Yeah, no rain. let's see what else. We have a lot of local nonprofits.
Yes.
Okay, because people come in here with their food trucks, their leathers, and they make all this money, and then they go turn around and go home and leave.
Yeah,
and take the money
not
with
what it's
them.
About.
So I encourage anybody who's a local nonprofit, come in. They can sell some soda, water, the official blessing of the bike's apparel.
Okay.
So we have one vendor that sells shirts, another one that sells hats, another one that sells stickers, another one that sells pins, patches. I forgot. We have challenge coins and poker chips.
Okay.
All right.
Poker chips,
and that's all the official blessing of the bike's merchandise.
Only available in the airport. Thank you. That was what I was going to say. Let's be clear.
We have all those imposters outside that are selling all those very cool shirts. It's a blessing of the bike.
Absolutely.
But to get the official, you have to go into the airport. The other thing is every year it's a different color scheme.
Okay.
Okay. Last year it was camo because when I was on active duty, I wore camo. My uniform was camo. And this year it's a different color, but everybody will find out once they get to the airport.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So who is it chaplain? Is it still a Catholic priest that does the blessing? Who does the blessing?
Yeah. So the original blessing was performed by the local Catholic priest. And then after some time, I don't know if it was I'm not sure what happened. I don't know the history on that one. So then it became just a blessing by a non-denominational minister. This year, the local Catholic priest has decided and committed to doing every blessing, he said, until he's
not
gone.
There. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of good. Yeah, it kind of brings the tradition back a little.
Right. So that's Father Matt Barnum from St. Anne's in Baldwin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the original church parish.
Correct. So that's the original church where the four bikers stopped at. So going back to the very beginning.
That is cool. I like that aspect.
Yeah, I was very excited when I asked him a few months ago.
Yeah.
And he said he would be honored.
Oh, that's awesome.
So now I'm honored. And then also Miss Sawyer will be there. Not sure if you know who Miss Sawyer is. Miss Sawyer is a young lady out of Ludington, and she started doing this when she was in kindergarten. I believe she's a senior in high school now, but she would raise money all year long to send care packages to any veteran, or I'm sorry, any military personnel who was deployed for Christmas. You know, so anybody who was stationed in Germany or Korea or overseas, she would send them a box of cookies and stockings. And
how awesome is that for a young person?
And she has been doing that since she was in kindergarten. I believe she's a senior in high school in Ludington now. She goes to Washington, D.C. a lot and talks in front of huge groups of people. So she'll be there too.
Good. I'd like to talk to her if I get a chance, for sure.
Yeah.
She seems like somebody that's really... Mm-hmm. Really should be recognized for what she's doing, for sure. For her age, for a younger person in our day and age to do some shit like that is amazing.
She's very unique, and
good.
She's a great young lady. And the Christian Motorcycle Association has a huge part as well because they come in and they line up those bikes in perfect rows.
They are. Have they been doing it a while? Because
they have been doing that for a long time too.
Okay.
And so they're involved, and so that's what happens in the airport. And so the gates open at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And then we get lined up, and there's music, and then a few people will speak. I will speak. The colors will get posted. George Lessons will be here. Miss Sawyer, and then approximately 1:15. Father Matt will come out and do the blessing.
Okay.
And then right after that, everybody's gone.
Yeah. It's a sight to see. I mean, there's literally thousands of bikes in there. And
there
it's
are.
Pretty awesome.
And because of that, too, when you say thousands of bikes, we have something that's called an express wristband. So if you want to get express entry into the airport without having to stop, you know, get your money out of your wallet and hand the gate attendant $5. You can buy these express wristbands, and they're going to start going on sale on Thursday downtown in front of the Chamber of Commerce. They're
okay.
$5 a piece.
So it's not an additional $5. Just get here and get them early.
Yeah. So if you have the wristband, you're coming in, you know, you and your rider or just you hold your wrists up, we'll see the band. We'll scooch you in really fast. And if you have to stop, you know, then we can keep the other people going.
Great.
Yeah.
Good thinking. That's going to help a lot, I bet.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might have a bug or two to work out, but it sounds like a good idea.
Well, we've been working at it for a couple of years. So, we hope we work that bug out soon.
First I heard of it, I would have got one a couple of years ago. Maybe it's all okay. My bad.
And then also every year, the color scheme of that wristband coincides with the
shirts.
All the colors, the shirts and the coins and the poker chips. So if you have to stop and pay $5 at the gate to come in that day and you really want a wristband, stop at the AmVets merchandise table and you can pick one up.
In the airport.
In the airport.
Right on. Will they be free then if you pay the $5 to get in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're not going to make you pay $20. But you can, you know. If you have a
10
and you got $5 back and you want to give $5, that's fine.
For sure.
Of course.
So my question, another question I have, before and after the blessing, is there stuff that happens here at the AmVets post?
Well, yeah, there is. There's things that happen here. Starting on the Thursday before of the blessing, we have the Scottville Clown Band here.
Oh.
At 7 p.m. at night.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it's probably exactly what it sounds like, isn't it?
It's very cool. I can't explain it other than it's a group of men and women who dress up in whatever attire that they think is funny.
Okay.
You have everybody from I can't even remember, a gypsy to a mime to a pirate. The pirate's a Marine veteran, by the way. Where's that dude over there?
Okay.
Tell him about that pirate. And they play just anything from big band to school. What do you call the school songs?
Fight song, like, yeah, alma maters?
And, yeah, like the, okay, the Michigan fight song.
Okay.
Yeah, and they get a lot of audience participation.
Is that open to public?
It is.
Okay.
So you mentioned earlier that we are a members organization or members club.
Yep.
And on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, those days are all open to the public. So membership is not required.
Is that true for all AmVet posts, or is just this one?
Just this one for this for that weekend.
So
I apply for a special license from the state of Michigan.
Okay, awesome.
And so it's called a special permit, special license. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, membership is not required. Anyone can come in.
And that's all the days that the event in Baldwin in town is going.
Yeah, so I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I think it's Thursday, May 17th, 16th?
Yep, I think 16, you're right.
16, 17, 18, 19 are all open to the public.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
And is there stuff going on every day, or is it you're going to have, like, barbecue food or anything? I mean,
We always have a kitchen open here.
Except Sunday.
Except for today. Anyway, Thursday, we're having the Scottville Clown Band at 7. Our kitchen is open until 9. On Friday, our kitchen opens again at 12. And then at 7 p.m., we have, or 8 p.m., we have a band out of Ludington called the Bent Carrot Man. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it, Gersh.
It's a bunch of grown men with that one disease. You know what disease I'm talking about?
Pierogies.
Yeah.
It's called Pieronies. There's
Pierogies or Pieronies?
Yeah, Pieronies, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they play classic rock music. They actually played at my 60th birthday party, so they're very good.
So is there proof of this, or is that?
I'm not asking.
All right. I'm going to ask when I come up.
Oh, you can. So that's Friday night until midnight. I think they start at 7 or 8 until midnight. Again, we're open to the public. And then on Saturday afternoon, we have another band. It's called High Street Band.
Okay.
And they're a classic rock band, too. And they're playing in the afternoon from 2 to 5.
Okay.
And in the afternoon, in case of, you know, somebody that wants to come in from out of town, you know, like.
Yeah, you're wandering around town and you make it down this far and you want to get a drink real quick and take a breather.
Yeah, so we'll have a band here 2 to 5. And then in the evening at 8 p.m., we have karaoke with Marco.
Oh, boy.
I have to come in here and hear some ears. All you singers, you know, sign up and sing. And
I'm one shower singer. That's what I am. Yeah.
We don't have a shower here, so you're going to have to.
All right. I don't know if I can do it, but I'll try.
We can throw a bucket of water over you.
Yeah, you and the rest of the girls I try to date.
So, shower costume. Do not wear your shower costume. Okay. So that's Saturday night. And then, of course, Sunday is the blessing.
Sure.
So we're hoping more people will be at the airport. We have breakfast buffet on Saturday and Sunday.
Ooh, what time on Sunday?
We're going to start, I think, at 8 a.m.
Okay, and then so you could eat some food and head right down.
Yeah, and we'll stop serving approximately 1 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the gate's there at 9.
9.
So, trying to do the.
Yeah, you're trying to do the.
Yeah, doing the math thing in my head. It hurts. I'm not going to lie, it hurts. So, awesome. This is going to be, I think it's going to be a great year.
I think so, too. And actually, when I took it over in 2021, I promised everyone all 5,000 bikes, or however many there were there in the airport that day, that from here on out, it was always going to be sunny weather. Sunny, dry weather.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
And, I hope it is. I mean, if you promise, it better be.
Yeah, I promise.
Or we'll have to take care of it with that weatherman that's there.
Yeah. Yeah, so hoping for great weather, of course, as we do every year.
Sure. And if you can't make it up for the blessing, up, down, wherever I guess you're coming from, it's something you should experience, I think, at some point in your bike. It's like going to Hell's Saloon when you first get a Harley. It's kind of like one of those rites of passage, right? But I suggest taking the town, taking the blessing, it's so fun. It's a great weekend. I mean, it's like the kickoff of the season. It's kind of the unofficial official.
It is. And it's a great time to meet other fellow bikers.
Yes.
I mean, we all have the same mindset. We have one thing in common, which is that bike, which makes it huge. And a lot of times you make some friendships that last forever. And you see other organizations that maybe you want to be a part of, such as yours.
Right.
Or somebody who joins the AmVets and then joins the Riders.
Yeah.
Or somebody like us who actually buys a house up here.
You know, once those interest rates go down, that could happen.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, but there's a lot. And it's the best time of the year. A lot of our locals look forward to it because, you know, it's...
Absolutely.
It's a great time to show off our community.
For sure. And there's a lot to see here and a lot to do in the area and great riding in the area too.
Yeah,
so.
And not just riding. You know, we have the Pierre Marquette River.
Mm-hmm.
We have some great ORV trails.
For the side-by-siders out there.
For the side-by-siders, yeah. And, you know, then ice fishing in the wintertime this year wasn't the best, but...
No, but it's going to happen, right?
It will eventually. You know, it's got to go through its cycle. And, yeah.
Great. So, if anybody wants to get involved, we'll have your contact info. Next week, the Express bracelets on sale at the Chamber of Commerce.
Not next week. I'm sorry. Should have been more clear on that.
You said it. I'm sure I forgot it.
No, it's okay. I talk really fast. So Thursday, the week of the Blessing.
Okay. Okay.
So May 16.
So once everybody's already kind of rolling into town.
Yeah,
okay, that makes
more
sense.
Yeah, we'll be
actually
right out front, right in front of the Chamber of Commerce. And so I'm still fairly new to the area. I can't tell you the name of the side street, but it's right on the main street, which is M37. Or Michigan Avenue when you come into town. And it's on the corner across the street from 876 Restaurant. And it has like a log cabin siding.
Okay.
But you'll see us. We're going to have a table there with hopefully a lot of, you know, red, white, and blue. You'll see us there.
Okay.
And all of our riders will be wearing our cut, which I'm not wearing today because you didn't tell me it was going to be a...
Oh yeah, I do things a little different. Like
you didn't tell me it was going to be a.
Well, I mean, I could do it on the phone next time, but I like to come meet people face to face, especially when they yell at me when we first start talking.
Can you call me on my landline? All right. So all of our riders, all of our volunteers that have signed up, they're. Well, let me take that back. Most of our volunteers will be having. They're cut on with the red shirt on underneath.
Oh, did you just give away the secret?
No.
The color?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's our uniform.
Oh, okay.
The red
okay.
shirt underneath. No, I don't give out secrets.
Is that a secret? Yep, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's a Friday. We do that every Friday here. Yeah, the whole room will be full of red.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
my work is like that, too. A lot of us do that.
Yeah, remember everyone deployed.
Yep. So thank you very much for taking time out. Thank you for having me up. Thank you for coming on, even though I didn't give you fair warning. I guess I assumed everybody knew. Like, I thought you were the fifth person that tunes in.
I might be the sixth.
Woo! So, if you guys like this, like what I'm doing, like what I'm putting out, like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. I'm trying to grow this so I can help more and more organizations. And it seems like I'm leaning towards the vets, which is perfectly fine. I love doing it. So, and I thank you for letting me come into the airport.
You're very welcome.
This year. So stop. I'll have my tent there. So stop in and see me.
Yes.
Say hi. We can do like a 2-second video. What's your favorite part about the blessing? And we can make a montage later of
and hopefully
stuff.
They say something like, the best part of the blessing was meeting the post commander.
I bet that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. But we're going to have you by the wall. You'll be right near the Middle Eastern conflict wall.
Okay.
So it kind of goes hand in hand. So that's where
awesome.
You will be for people to look for him.
So there you go. You'll see I have a banner I'll have up. And come say hi, man. Just introduce yourself. Say hi. I hate your show. You know, you could do a lot of things different, like just have Marlene on.
All the time as a regular.
Yeah, just stay away from the camera yourself. But, again, thank you so much. Thank
you're
you for
very
your service.
Welcome.
Thank you for having
you're
me
very
up here.
Welcome.
We'll see you guys soon. We'll see you at the Blessing. And we'll see you probably around Tom Baldwin. I think I'll be up Saturday messing around. Go home. I have a really old dog, so I got to be home at night now.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving.
Yeah, not bad.
And sorry about your dog, too.
Yeah, well, no, he's good. He's an idiot. He doesn't know he's old. So, he's you know, I edge him towards that rainbow bridge every day a little bit more.
I have one of those at home, too, and she's a girl. Yeah.
It's like, it's a full-time job, man, for the senior dogs.
Yeah, it is.
So, and then I'll be up here Sunday for sure in the Blessing.
Okay.
I look forward to it every year for sure.
Okay.
And Now I know where to stop beforehand and say hi to everybody.
Absolutely. And thank you, five listeners and watchers.
Subscribe. I hope there's five more people there this year. We're counting. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Well, we'll see you soon, and we'll see you at Baldwin Blessing of the Bikes in the airport.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.